The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, August 14th, 2011, for those listening live. And it's obviously not if you're listening to the recording in one way or another. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the uncertainty. That's going to be our theme today. But before we get to that, I want to open up the doors to the community, open up the connections between us all, bring our energies together to co-create this together. And I'll explain more why after we do that. But to start with, I would just ask each of you to take a few deep breaths and consciously bring yourself into your body, bring yourself into this present moment. And choose to open your heart, open your mind to connect with all the others in this community, with me, with all those others listening live right now, and with all those listening through the recording, because we are all here in the now moment connecting, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening live to the recording. You're here with me now and with each other. So allow yourself to open that and feel that connection and that energy of co-creation that we bring together here today. And now take that opening, take that desire to open, take that willingness to open, and open down to our Mother Earth and allow yourself to feel her beneath your feet or your body, or if you're inside and you can't touch the earth right at this second like I am, just feel that energetic support, because whatever you're on or in some way or another is connected to her. Even if it's a hot air balloon or an airplane, you are still within her energy field. And so open to that. Let yourself feel her presence and that ongoing support and love that she offers to us in every moment, including this one. Wonderful. And now expand that again and open up in willingness to connect with the guides and angels, the spiritual teachers, the ascended masters, all those other beings, regardless of the realm that they might reside in, who are also here helping each of us to move forward in awakening, to help shift the consciousness and the energy on our earth. And allow yourself to feel their presence and their support to the greatest degree that you can. Really take that in. And last but not least, open up to connect to Team Ascension, all the other light workers who are in body at this time, who are here consciously choosing to step toward and into more of the experience, more of the expression of their personal divinity, more of the experience and more of the expression of divinity at large, writ large. And allow yourself to feel all of that energy, that momentum that each one of the light workers has going, and allow yourself to feel that momentum as it joins together, as it is connected. We are connected as we walk this path. And every step that one of us takes makes it easier for the rest of us to take a similar step, to work with similar issues. And so open to that connection and feeling that support, the support of the momentum of each of our intentions to come into our power and to share and know our light. Wonderful. Thank you. That is always how I choose to start off the show, or at least pretty close to the beginning, those of you who might be listening for the first time. And I do that for multiple reasons. But one of them is that for me, I may be the voice, I may be the mouth here expressing, but we're all creating this together. And that is a way to consciously bring those energies together, to connect with the various levels and aspects of mass consciousness that are related to what we're doing here. Because it is truly, as far as I'm concerned, the work of each light worker is first and foremost self-awakening, self-empowerment, self-discovery, self-exposure. Hence the title of the show, Exposing the Masters Within. Each one of us is already divine light. That's not something that we have to create. One of the things that I hear all the time on the spiritual path in so many different teachings, it may be expressed in slightly different ways, but it's always been perplexing to me, is the idea that we are here for our souls to evolve, for our souls to learn. Think about that for a second. If divinity is perfection, what is it evolving into? And what does it need to learn? And those questions are what has taken me into the core of some of what I talk about on the show, of some of what I believe is what is most important about what we're doing here on this planet. Because I don't believe we're here to evolve our souls. Ultimately, yes, one of the things that we all will do is come into the full remembrance and full expression of our divinity. At least that's what I believe. But that's not the same thing as what we're learning here, evolving our souls. If we look at evolving or evolution as improvement. Now, what might that mean then? What might that idea of evolving our souls mean? Well, what I've come to look at it as is that it's not about improving as much as it is expanding. And what I mean by that is this. Again, as I've spoken of in other shows, and certainly it's been in a number of the channelings I've done for years, I believe that we are here first and foremost not to evolve, not to learn Those are other layers of what we're here to do. But they're not the first layer. We're here to experience, to be what they've described in the sessions as the nerve endings of God. And that is a core component, as far as I'm concerned, of why in so many teachings, again, there is some variation, whether it's said exactly this way or not, there's some variation on being in the moment as the most important thing that we can do. Because the more we are in the moment, the more we are in the experience. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what are the various levels that we have to experience? We have our five senses that take things in. We have what some would term the extrasensory perceptions, whether that's clairvoyance or clairaudience or knowingness or, again, multiple terminologies for that, but there are intuitive ways to know things. We have the mental, we have our thoughts that take what we interact with, take that experience and interpret it and give it meaning. We have the emotional aspect of our experience, which is a very direct feedback loop, also contributing to the mental finding the meaning of it. We have the physical aspect of our experience. All of these things are interconnected in the experience. And for most of us, we have shut down in one or more of them to some degree. We are not allowing ourselves to be fully present emotionally, mentally, physically, etc. in every single moment. And so what we are exploring is how to do that. What we are exploring is how to be more present, how to have more of the channels of our reception open and less resistance or interference with what's going on in the moment. Everybody take a breath, if you would. You can certainly resist the urge if you so choose. And take another one. And as you're taking this one, allow your presence, allow your focus to be on the breath itself, how it moves your body, how it feels as it's coming in, how it feels as it's going back out. Focus primarily on that physical dimension. Often, when we focus on the physical dimension, we notice other aspects. Even though we're trying to focus on the breath, other aspects of our physical body may bring our attention to them. For instance, you may feel some tension in your shoulders or your chest or your back or your stomach, the areas where the breath is most directly going to bring your focus. You may find some tickle in your throat. You may connect with the fact that you have some phlegm or some congestion. Again, there's so many things that focusing on the breath at the physical level, purely at the physical level, can bring up in our consciousness when we allow ourselves to be as fully present physically as possible. Some of those things may also bring up and activate the mental or the emotional. We may get annoyed because we still have this symptom. We may have a thought go in, oh, I need to go talk to someone about that, or I need to deal with that. It may simply cause an old emotion that was suppressed to start coming to the surface. And this brings me back to where we started. And it brings me back to what I think is one of the core reasons why it is so difficult at times, to walk the spiritual path, to walk the path of awakening. Because, as I say at the end of the show, it just came up, I thought it was funny. So, but close to the end of every show, I always say, you never know where this show will go. But an even greater truth is you never know where this moment will go. Because one of the things about coming into the moment is that when we come into the moment, we actually surrender and let go of it. That's one of the great paradoxes of human experience to me, is that as soon as we fully accept that this is my reality in this moment, it starts to change. Again, one of the great spiritual cliches, what you resist persists. What we resist, what we hold on to, we're stuck with. It is our baggage. We carry it with us. And so the freedom that comes with stepping into the moment, because we free ourselves from the things that we're resisting, because we allow ourselves to breathe in, it can have a domino effect and bring other things up that we weren't expecting. And I said we were coming back to where we started. I started with uncertainty. Uncertainty is what we fear. One of the things that we fear tremendously. If we can't predict somewhat reliably what's going to happen next, that's where, for many of us, I believe the greatest difficulty lies. And so we construct our lives habitually as much as we can. Now, granted, habits can be wonderful. It's great that we don't have to learn to retie our shoes, although I don't think many people are tying shoes anymore with the advent of Velcro. And it's great that we don't have to learn every time we go to cook something to not put our hands in the fire. And it's great that we don't have to relearn to talk every morning when we get up or relearn to walk, etc. So there are some habits that really, really serve us. But we also have, or tend to have, many, many habits that are simply patterns that we got into that have become comfortable, that have become a way to maintain a degree of comfort because they allow us to predict what's coming next, to take some of the uncertainty out of the next moment. And in truth, we can't know what the next moment is going to bring. The phone could ring with news of a death of a loved one. We individually could have a physical issue that puts us in the hospital or the morgue. These things happen. There's no way to know in advance when or how or even if many of the things that are the most powerful in our lives are going to happen. Unless it's a cesarean, the pregnant mother doesn't know when that baby's going to come. And they spend a lot of time in prayer or in hope or in desire that the child is going to be healthy when it's born. And very few people, unless they take their own lives, know the moment that they're going to go in advance. And even on the so-called good side of the polarity scheme, did you know the moment before you met your best friend that that was what was going to happen in the next moment? Or when you met a partner, whether it's a life partner or whether it is a business partner, did you know that was going to happen? And so, well, for those of you who know me, I've talked with a number of you about this. I don't know what the perception is on the other side of the show, what your experience is of connecting with this. Hopefully it's something of value, and that's why you're here listening. But I don't sit down here with a plan most of the time. Most of the time I sit down with a word or two or six or eight and some images that have come to me in the journey that I took, the shamanic journey that I took to connect with the energies of the show in advance. But today, all I got in that journey was actually the word uncertainty, and then I went to sleep, which never happens. But quite honestly, had there not been a motorcycle going by outside, I might not be talking to you right now. You might be hearing one of my recordings because I went to sleep when I went into journey. I wasn't tired. I didn't think. I didn't feel like I needed a nap. I didn't lay down to take a nap. And yet I did fall asleep. Uncertainty crept in and changed the flow. So I actually jolted awake because I knew I was supposed to be doing a show, but quite frankly, I didn't know how long I had been asleep. I didn't know if I'd already missed it. And that, to me, in some ways, is a fairly apt metaphor for how most of us go through life. We're here. We have the unexpected happen, and that jolts us. And so we try to not have the unexpected happen. But I'm really starting to think that the more we can step into uncertainty, the more we can step toward uncertainty, the greater the freedom we're going to have, and ultimately, the happier the lives we're going to have, the more contented, the more creative, the more open, the more we would like them to be. Because doing what we've already done, doing what we've done before, while it may be good, it may be useful, it may be beneficial, it's not new. It's not new. And that in and of itself is an experience. Having the experience of doing something that we've done day after day after day is a type of experience. And at one level, it can create that sense of safety. It can create that sense of certainty. And yet, for instance, let's go back. I don't know about you, at least those of you in the United States, but I can tell you exactly what I was doing, where I was on 9/11, and how the television did happen to be on. So pretty much from the first coverage, I was consciously aware of what was going on there. Now, granted, I was doing something that I'd never done before. I was doing a liver cleanse that morning. But other than that, there were a lot of habits in place that were completely put on hold. Put on hold while that unfolded. And those moments that we remember where we were when something happened, whether it's something large like that as far as the mass consciousness goes, or whether it's something of simply personal importance to us, those, I would say, are likely to be the moments when we're not doing what we always do. When we are stepping outside, not just our comfort zone, but our patterns, our habits, when we are doing something different. And I think that can be cultivated. I know in a number of channelings, and I have tried this myself at times, in a number of channelings I've done with people through the years, one of the things that's been suggested is a course, if you will, a scheduling of that which is new. Whether it starts with making a list of things that you've desired to try and never gotten around to, whether it starts with waking up each morning and going into meditation and asking, what can I do today that's going to be new? What can I do that I've never done before? Whether it starts with a commitment that you're going to do everything that you do with your dominant hand with your non-dominant hand on that day. As one of my former college professors and acting teachers did, I think, about once a month, just so she could change up her life and bring in that uncertainty principle, bring in a greater awareness of where her habits were, where they existed, at least at the physical level. And I would say another way to approach it, probably an even scarier way than any of those that I've suggested so far, is to look at the things that you judge in other people. What are the things that bother you the most? Is it eating habits, or how loud someone talks, or that they talk about nothing of importance, or that they gossip all the time? Doesn't matter what it is. And ask yourself, what would it be like for that to come out of me? What would the circumstance have to feel like in me for me to act that way? And it's not even about going out and doing that action. This is just about perceiving differently, choosing differently. This is about the uncertainty of choosing to step into the shoes, to step onto the path, to step into the life and the behaviors and habits of something or someone that we judge. Because we have our perception of what is right and wrong to do in the world. And if we're in judgment of someone else, they're sitting on the wrong side of the tracks. And it could be that they're doing something directly to us that's uncomfortable, or it could be simply a behavior that we judge, like smoking or drinking or some of those socially dangerous kinds of things, using an illegal substance. I'm not advocating you go out and choose to use any of those substances, but I am advocating that you try to put yourself in the shoes, in the mind. What are they thinking as they're doing that? In the emotional body, what are they feeling as they're choosing to do that thing that you judge? What are they feeling in the physical body? Is it something they're consciously choosing in that moment when they're doing it? Or more likely, is it something that is one of their habits? And try to feel what it would be like to have that habit. And feel your way back into what it might be like to have had the experiences that led to that habit becoming necessary or vital or appropriate in that individual's life. And that, I think, is a wonderful way to undo some of our own certainty. I know, as I've walked this path, one of the things that I have done repeatedly, had to do repeatedly, is let go of something that I knew to be true the moment before, because a new truth had arrived and I had recognized it as my own. Whether I heard someone say it, whether I read it, whether it came from an inner aha, an inner experience, is irrelevant. But now that I've recognized it, now that the aha and the truth of it has come to light, I must let go of that old that I was certain of just a moment before. And so walking this path for me, in one way of looking at it, is the path of consciously letting go of old certainty, of old truth, as we grow into the place where we see new truth and where we bring that experience forward. And that is also a gift, just looking at it that way. Because for me, one of the things that it does help with, although certainly I am far from done with holding judgment, I am far from done with being resistant to move on, to move out of a truth that I've found comfortable, that I've grown into fully and even outgrown, and yet I still cling to it, even though I have to suck in my stomach to button the pants of that truth, so to speak. And so I don't put this out as something I'm done with. But by stepping into that way of looking at it, that way of looking at the search for truth, the process of searching for truth, is not that we will find the ultimate truth. It's that we'll find the next truth. And in order to accept the next truth, we must kill or get rid of or throw out at least one other truth that this truth is taking the place of. That old truth can't live in us anymore. And that feels very good to me. As frightening as it can be when that new truth is coming up, and oftentimes, I know, whether it's for me personally or whether it's in working with clients in a channeled session or an intuitive counseling session, often as the new truth is arising, instead of being instantly recognizable, what we have is confusion. What I experience is confusion. Because the new truth is not integrated and the old truth is not gone. And so they're at war with each other. They both exist within us, but neither one has full power. And that is a point where we don't know what to do. Because whether we're always thinking about it or not, we take our actions out of the truths that we believe in this moment. That's what they grow out of. One of the truths that I accept that really shattered a lot of things for me the first time I channeled it was this. If you want to know what you believe about life, look at what you're experiencing right now. Because our beliefs are not the same as our ideals. They're not what we aspire to live by. At least that's how I use the term and how the beings I channel use the term. Our beliefs are the programs. They're the operating system. They're what we are stuck with until we choose to change them. And so, if there's a struggle with finances in your life, there is some belief about you not deserving enough or about life being difficult, or there's many, many underlying beliefs that could be interrelated to that. Many, many underlying, and I'll use this word now, many underlying truths that you accept about life that can be contributing to that. And one of the pathways to explore, if you would shift anything in your life, is to ask yourself the question, what might I believe that could contribute to this circumstance existing in my life? And so, again, if there's a lack of financial funds or financial stability, there can be multiple beliefs that relate to worthiness or deserving or having earned or not earned the money flow. There can be multiple things that have to do with life is difficult and chaos happens, and the more we seek to change, the less stability there is, blah, blah, blah. There's so many that you can come up with if you sit down and creatively think through that question. That after that, and right now the first level of this exercise has nothing to do with trying to know which ones actually do have some energy for you. I would say that anything you can think of probably has some energy, or you wouldn't think of it. But right now you're just making a list. You're just being creative. What is it? What are the possibilities? What is every possibility? Maybe the last few, some of them might not have any energy, and you're doing them because you're just in the energy of creative joy, because you're exploring possibilities. But most of them are going to have some energy. And so then you just go back through them and you tune into them and you go to another level of your perception, another level of your experience, and you ask yourself, I'd like to feel how much energy I have connected with this belief that I don't deserve to have a sense of safety in my life, so I have financial problems. And you take some deep breaths. And you just let yourself feel it. And as you're feeling it, set the intention as well that you're choosing to let as much of that energy possible go. Be gone. Out damn spot. Let it go. And it is a wonderful tool for working with and letting go of some of those underlying beliefs, some of those underlying truths, because it's releasing the energy that has gotten caught up in them. Every time you have an experience that reinforces one of your truths, you add emotional energy to the weight of that truth. In other words, that truth becomes more powerful. So what do you do when you do this exercise, going in to connect with what is the energy? How much energy do I have in this belief? You're unplugging the dam, so to speak. You're letting some of that energy go that has been stuck down there, holding that belief in place, giving it weight, giving it power. And the more times you do that with any belief, the more you take the weight off that's piled up on top of it, until you get down to the place where you can look at the belief and go, I don't choose this belief anymore, where you're ready to surrender it. Or you're ready to open into a new one. It's a very freeing process. It really does feel like a lifting of weight, physically. At least some of the time, for me. So everybody take a deep breath. And another. When you're ready. And I'd like you all to do something for me right now. I want you to simply open up and think of, well, let whatever word comes to mind come to mind. Whatever comes up first might be nonsense. It might be related to what I've been talking about. It might be something to put on the grocery list. Doesn't matter. Simply let it come up and write it down. And let that word guide you for this next week. Or if not guide you, let it be with you. Let it be present with you. Come back to that. Put that note somewhere where you're going to see it regularly through your week. And I specifically didn't preface any kind of importance about this, any kind of what kind of word you were supposed to have come up, because I would like you to experience the uncertainty of what this word is going to be for you over the next week. What and how you might interact with this word, with the energy of the word, with what you might believe about the word, with your habits surrounding whatever the word means to you, etc. And so it's just something to notice. It's a bit of uncertainty in your life. If you put this note, well, and you might copy it and put it in different places in your life, and perhaps put it in places where you're going to be surprised by it. You're going to forget it's there. And when you open the refrigerator to get the butter out, it's going to be on the side of the butter dish, and you're going to be reminded of it. And it might make you laugh. It might make you sad. It might make you think, what a silly exercise I'm doing. It doesn't matter. It is about bringing a little uncertainty into your life and breaking up some of the patterns. And so be a little creative if you're willing. Take that word and really think about where to put it. And then put it out of your mind. Seek to be in the moment. Don't walk around all week, although this would be an interesting thing to observe in yourself as well. Don't walk around all week thinking about it, obsessing about it. Unless you do. In which case, if you do, that gives you an opportunity to look at some of the ways in which you process things that are brought to you that are new, in ways in which you might hold on to them. So, are you willing to do this little experiment? Now, this experiment's for you. Although I would be grateful, I would be happy to hear anything you'd like to share with me about the experiment. And who knows, maybe over the next couple of weeks I might touch in on this again to get some direct feedback from you. Next week I'm going to bring on my next special guest, who is a shamanic astrologer. I think that would be how she describes her work. Carol Ann Sioko, I may be mispronouncing the last name, will be joining me next week. At least that's the plan at this moment. Uncertainty may say otherwise, but that's the plan. And so, I don't know if we'll get back to this next week, but as I say, explore. Play with it. Open to uncertainty. Open to the randomness of whatever word came up being something that's going to be a part of your life for this next week. And thank you for playing. And so at this time, I would say it's transformation time. Time to go in and do some channeling. Time to see what the masters would have to say, if they have anything to contribute to this particular thing or just something else to contribute to your life. So, as we go in, as always, I would just ask you to allow your breathing to be deep and easy. I'll do the toning and they'll ride the waves in. And then you'll be talking to them, or they'll be talking to you, or both. So, here we go. Hello, dear ones, welcome. This is Pele, come to be with you today. Are you ready to be reborn? Are you ready to change your life? And if you're not, that is fine. But what is most important in this moment, as in every moment, is that you be as honest with yourself as possible. That would be our challenge to you today. Really acknowledge how much you would prefer things to stay as they are. Because until you acknowledge that, here again, the paradox, you will not actually create change. Because that will be hiding in the background. That will be hiding in the background, subverting your intentions to make change. Because you would simply not be listening to this if you were not at some level consciously seeking to create change in your life. It simply would not be on your radar. And yet, because you're seeking change, it means you're not where you desire to be. It means that there is still some level of energetic resistance in you. And for most of you, contrary to the judgmental version of reality, for most of you, your resistance is not conscious most of the time. It is unconscious. It is based in those pieces of you that are afraid of change. Because yes, change might make things better, it might also make things worse. Better to maintain the status quo, even if it's boring, even if it's tiresome, even if we're frustrated. Better to be a little frustrated than dead. Better to be a little frustrated than miserable. Better to be a little frustrated than in agony. Right? It could always be worse. But it could also always be better. There is always room in you for more joy, for more love, for more light, for more enjoyment, for more laughter, for more peace, for more serenity, for more abundance, for more truth. And breathe that in. And add that to your homework. If you choose, if it resonates, if it is yours to do, it will. Work with that. In anything that you experience, that you have dissatisfaction in, that you would like to change, pick its polarity. Pick the opposite of it, if you can. And make the conscious statement, I choose to clear as much of this as possible. I open to receiving that more of the opposite that is available in this moment, right now, that is available. And breathe it in. Breathe it in. Stop trying to let go and let God. There is some usefulness in that. But God cannot deliver what you're asking for without your openness to receive it, without your choice to bring it in. It's not just about wishing for it. It is about choosing it. If you would desire anything to be changed in your life, you must make the choice for that change. And it requires commitment on your part. And it requires a willingness to let go of the patterns that have been holding it in place. And it requires a willingness on your part to go through the discomfort of growth, to go through the discomfort of change, to go through uncertainty. In that moment when you have let go of what has been and before what is to be has become, there is uncertainty. And it is like free fall. We are here to tell you that we are your parachute. And when you are in free fall, when you are in free fall, not of holding on to the misery and the suffering, not of holding on to that which you are simply too afraid to let go of, but when you are in the free fall of choosing to step forward into the unknown experience, the uncertain experience, the unknown expression of yourself, we will be your parachute. We will create the very earth beneath your feet as you walk that kind of path. It is not about walking forward on blind faith. It is about choosing to walk forward, even though there is some fear. Because that fear is simply letting you know you're alive. That fear is simply your system saying to you, change could kill you. Or, I did something like this before and it didn't work out too well. But that fear is simply a messenger. That a part of you that has resisted moving forward because you do not remember you're a divine light, and you always have been, and you always will be, and you don't have to earn the right to be the divine light that you are. You don't have to earn the right to experience more of the divine light that you are. You simply are that divine light. And that is what you're stepping forward toward. And that fear coming up allows you to release that fear. But the fear will not come up fully until you are engaged in taking the step, until that foot is off of the earth that it has been standing on and is moving toward the earth of where you are going. You cannot clear the fear just by thinking about clearing the fear. You can get aspects of it, but you cannot get all of it, because the rest of the fear, there is always a portion of it that is embedded in the status quo. And you won't even notice that level of the fear until you make the move. And so love yourself enough to choose to move. Love yourself enough to choose to claim more of whatever it is you need more of in your life, of whatever it is you desire more of in your life. And we will create the earth beneath your feet. We will shape your path with you if you commit to walking your path with us. Much love, dear ones. Always, always, always. Namaste. Thank you, Pele, and thank you to all of you out there co-creating this here today. So, uncertainty. That was the word. That was the only word. That was my map here today. That was my map here today. And I would invite you to create days like that, whether it's with the word that you came up with when I asked that question, whether it's from some other way. I think there's a great deal to be gained from letting go of being as rigid in our planning as many of us are, being as attached to the outcomes as so many of us are. So, thank you for joining me here in my world, and welcome to my world. It's a world where one moment to the next, I never know where I'm going to go, unless it's time for the show. And so, please, Doug, start the chimes. Once again, thank you for co-creating this with me here today. Let me know what you think. Again, I would love to know about this experiment with that word, if you have any experiences out there this week. What it brought you, what insight, what exploration, what growth, what uncertainty. Again, I'm always open to suggestions for topics, for guests, etc. I will get to them eventually. I will be back again next week, same time, same place, with my special guest, shamanic astrologer Carol Ann Scioco, and we will be exploring, exposing the masters within once more. Hope you'll join me. Hope you'll join us out there in the truth within. Remember, you never know where this show will go. You never know where the next moment will go. I hope that most of them you enjoy.